Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. And if you have something to say and would like to be featured on the network, please visit speakuptalkradio.com for all of the details or contact us at pr@speakuptalkradio.com. Well, today I have a special treat for you. A powerful woman with 28 years ago was diagnosed with stage 4 malignant melanoma and given only 6 months to live. Instead of dying, she got educated and learned how to participate in her whole health and life. She is Prudence Sinclair. Prue holds certifications in anti-inflammatory, raw organic plant-based nutrition, nutritional testing, and the role of epigenetics, changing the expression of your genes. She rewired her brain, changed her state, and healed herself of stage 4 cancer with natural therapies. Her tragic moments became magic moments, and now she dedicates her life to inspire, inform, and ignite people to become the leader of their life, so they can become educated on how to walk through the fear of cancer and take the journey back to health and vibrancy. In the 80s, she owned a metabolic nutritional center in Australia where she worked with cancer and autoimmune diseases, people who were given months to live. She also worked at the alternative natural therapy clinics in Mexico, Europe, and the United States. And Prue recently launched her signature comprehensive 6-module online program titled Prue's Save Your Life System, a proven system to help cancer patients and survivors concerned that their cancer will return on how to take control of their whole health and their whole life. And I am looking forward to spending time with her because I know she's got plenty of strong advice and wisdom. So welcome to the network, Prue.
Oh, thank you so much, Pat. Thank you for having me here. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, we are delighted to have you here. And when I received your initial email, you said, I'd love to offer my knowledge to your community because you're on a mission to help people with cancer or survivors fearful that their cancer will return to know that there is always hope. And you say that you've been on this mission for 3 decades now. And when I read that, I knew I had to share you. So I'm just thrilled to have this opportunity to get to know you. And I think the best way to begin our time together maybe is to begin at your beginning. So if you don't mind, just briefly share your journey.
Sure, Pat. I'd be delighted. Yes, well, I'm originally from New Zealand, but I was living in Australia at the time. And I was in my early 20s and was diagnosed with stage 4 malignant melanoma. Now, I didn't even know what this disease was. I mean, back then, we didn't even use the word cancer. It was the big C. You know, now we've got companies coming out with the word stupid cancer or, you know, all sorts of things for cancer, but it was the big C. So basically, you know, I went the traditional route of surgery. That's all I knew. And really, he didn't give me a chance to think about it. I was in the hospital the same day and under anesthetic that next morning. So, you know, when I came out of the operation, he said, if both your legs are bandaged, young lady, you are in serious trouble. So, of course, I was in serious trouble. It was stage 4. Now, he just said to me, you know, we've probably got it all. Don't worry about it. Just go home. Live your life. And so I did, you know, I didn't really take much notice. I didn't really know any other route. And he said, just keep looking for lumps in the lymph nodes. So, of course, 8 months later, it came back in the lymph nodes. So, you know, this time he wanted to do chemotherapy, more surgery, radiation, perhaps immunotherapy. He wasn't sure. Said I might lose my leg. You know, it was all hell to play. I'm in my 20s, for goodness sake. I've got my life in front of me. So I went off, and I've always been inquisitive about things. So I ask a lot of questions, and I'm kind of a determined young lady back then. So I went to the Perth Library, and I started researching. And I found all these fabulous clinics, the Louis Pasteur Clinic, clinics in Mexico, alternative medicine clinics in Germany. And I started really doing some deep research. And I took this research to my oncologist, and he said, oh, that's just a load of nonsense. They don't know what they're talking about. You cannot heal cancer with your mind and with food. and these other intravenous vitamins. No, we've got the cure for melanoma. I said, no, you don't. Because in the research, it said chemotherapy does not work with melanoma. So it was his word against the textbook's word, and I didn't believe him because he said he heard it all before. So I basically got a ticket and flew halfway around the world to save my life. So against all family, and I was just recently married, so it was against really my husband's wishes, my mother's wishes, and the rest of my family's wishes. But I was determined. And, you know, it's not to say I did end up going to Mexico. And it's not to say that the Mexican clinic cured me. There was something that went on in my brain. There was a change of my state. There was hope. There was something that I was doing, and I was participating in my health. And, you know, back to that library again, I went back once I got back from the clinic because I knew I needed to do other things, and I found a cassette tape in there. Showing my age now. It was the 80s with cassette tape. And it said, "You Can Heal Your Life" by Dr. Bernie Siegel. Now, most of you listening may know of Dr. Bernie Siegel. If you don't, please look him up. He is the pioneer of this stuff. Oh, God, he is just an angel. So I took his cassette tape. Remember, I'm still in Australia, and I listened to him for 4 hours a day. And I just started to go within to start healing my life and to visualize my life in the future well, healing people, helping people. And here I am, and this is my reality, right?
Yes, and I think the words you use, rewired your brain.
Yeah,
let's just talk about that for a minute.
Okay, so let's talk about that in the way Bernie would talk about that. So I listened to Bernie in my ears for 4 hours a day, and here I am sort of 20 years later, and I ran into Bernie serendipitously at a luncheon and ended up sitting next to him. And then I went down and spoke to his cancer patients in Connecticut, and Bernie and I have become really, really good friends. He sends me little emails from time to time, and I interviewed him for my Save Your Life Summit last year. So, you know, Bernie taught me that once you change your state and you change your mind, this is where the power is. You rewire your brain because we're so taught a certain way of life. And when you step outside of that normal box of life, you realize that the power of your mind is unbelievable. You can create your destiny. You can create your wellness by seeing it in the pictures of your mind. So I have this meditation that I've put together that's on my site, Mind Movies or Mind Medicine. And a lot of the cancer patients that I work with are doing this on a daily basis. And it's just an incredible feeling. The one thing that is really fabulous about going into this deep state, which is either you will either go into alpha or the theta wave brains, is that you don't have cancer when you're there. This is why I wanted to stay there for 4 hours a day. Because, you know, when you've got cancer, it's like this concrete block that you carry around on your shoulders. And you're always thinking of it. You're always worried. You're always, with melanoma, you're checking your skin incessantly every split second. You know, and what happened was I got rid of all that nonsense, all that crazy fear, all that, what Buddha calls the drunken monkey mind, you know, the crazy, crazy mind. So we're human beings, and this happens whether you've got cancer or not. You get the crazy thoughts, the crazy chatter, and it's, you know, incessant. You've got to stop that. And there's certain techniques that you can do that are very simple. You could even say delete or see the delete button in your mind. As soon as you change your thoughts, it's called pattern interruption. It goes away. And the more you do it, the more significant it is because you're becoming more aware of how your thoughts are interacting in your world. And, you know, if you don't like your life the way it is now, we created it. You know, we create our life. for where we are now. Mm-hmm. So change it. Change your mindset. Do some positive things to change it, because we do have this power. And you've got to tap into it, because your life just becomes so much better. Mm. Just so much better. There's, I've had all sorts of tragic moments in my life. My dad was killed when I was 17 when I was 21 by a 17-year-old driver under the influence. And, you know, he was my rock. And I've been married a couple of times. I've had to, I was pregnant and couldn't keep the child because of my illness. So all these things have been insurmountable for one person.
Right.
You know, and how do you cope with these things in life? The only way to cope is to find some mechanisms to go within and to look at the things that are happening, that are tragic moments, and ask yourself, what can I learn from this moment in time? No matter how tragic it is, what can I learn? Why is this here? And what can I learn from this? Mm-hmm. Because believe me, everything that comes in your path is a huge life lesson. You may not see it instantly, but it certainly is as life moves forward.
Wow. You are powerful. I love mind medicine. And it seems like it's a simple thing to do, and yet we're not taught that. We don't understand the mechanism of that, and everyone's just so quick to reach for the drug or the surgery, and when often we do have those answers from within. And I like something you said somewhere. You say whispers turn up the volume when you're not listening.
Yeah. You know, if you really think about it, you'll hear something. And you'll know it. You might not hear it completely, but it'll fly through your brain. Oh, yeah, I got to do that. And then it'll come a little louder. I got to do that. Then it'll come a little louder. And then, you know, that hitting you pretty hard, or something is going to shock you into making you do something. They just start with a whisper.
And so many people do that. They don't feel well, and they think, all right, well, I'm going to start eating better, or I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to stop smoking. And then the next day they feel better. It's like, oh, okay, well, maybe I'll do that some other time. And it's those little whispers, those moments where you need to pay attention.
Yeah. Look, prevention is really difficult for people. We wait until it happens. We're human beings. There's very few people that really live a preventative life. We try our best, but, you know, most of us, you know, we don't wake up until something tragic happens with our health, and then we start looking for answers. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the more people that we can bring to awareness of prevention, the better.
Right.
But it is a tough nut to crack.
It is.
You know, you'll speak to anybody who's trying to teach people to prevent a disease, and it's difficult because it hasn't happened to them yet.
Right.
But, you know, we've got 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women who are diagnosed with cancer every year. So this is an epidemic. And it's not what we thought it was. You know, it's not genetic. It is not genetic at all. There might be 10% genetic. We have the power to change the expression of our genes by the science of epigenetics. And, you know, when I was going through this, I was very much a pioneer with all of this stuff years ago. And, you know, I remember walking into a local supermarket, and I ran into somebody I hadn't seen for a long, long time, because unfortunately when you get cancer, you can lose a lot of friends because they don't know what to say. They don't know how to deal with you. Plus, I was, you know, into mind medicine and eating vegetables to heal my cancer. So they called me a woo-woo nutter, quite frankly. You know, I mean, they did not understand what I was doing. So when I ran into this woman, she was sort of aghast at how I looked, because I'd lost quite a bit of weight just eating vegetables. But I was feeling fantastic. You know, I was feeling like the best I'd ever felt in my life by being on this program. So this is what is so important, is that you learn how to change the epigenetics So now science has proven, you know, what this woo-woo cancer patient went through. So we have scientific proof now that lifestyle changes, all sorts of things that you can do to participate in your health, to change the expression of your genes. You do not have to die of the diseases that your family died of. You have a path now to longevity by changing the expression of your genes.
So you're saying that the idea of epigenetics is that we are in control.
We are in control of our genes. We can change the expression of those genes, meaning when we put into practice lifestyle changes that our parents didn't do. You see a lot of families and they're all overweight, maybe because they all have the same food in their refrigerator. They all drink the soda pop. They all have the same lifestyle. But if you took one of those people and put them like in a Hippocrates Health Center down in Florida, where they were on all beautiful juices and wholesome foods, they would not look like those of the rest of their family.
All right. Well, that's good to know that we can actually do something about it, because I think so many people think, oh, well, my dad died of stroke, or my mom had breast cancer, and just...
That's what I hear every day of my life.
Yeah.
You know, in my family. Because the doctors still today have not studied the science of epigenetics. A lot of regular doctors, unfortunately, do not understand it. They're slowly but surely becoming educated. And then most of those doctors go into integrative medicine or holistic medicine. But most of your GPs, your oncologists, they will poo-poo the idea that you can change the expression of your genes, which is fascinating because even the CEO of Sloan Kettering came out with a video about changing the expression of your genes and how much they've learned at Sloan Kettering over the last 10 years about the expression of your genes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fact.
But sadly, so many people, I find this in my practice regarding patient safety, so many people just believe, my doctor said that, I'm not looking left, I'm not looking right, this is what he or she said, this is what I'm doing. And to try to convince them otherwise or show them another way, I'm glad that there's people like you out there to actually be a living proof that there is another way.
Yeah, and I've been on this mission for nearly 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my purpose in life.
Yes, yes. That's why you're here.
That's why I'm here in the States, mm-hmm. too. I mean, who would have thought that I would be sitting next to Bernie Siegel, you know, 20 years later,
right,
yucking it up over a lunch.
Oh, you're awesome, Prue.
You know, and then to go down and meet him and to hear him speaking and doing a meditation that was live, and I was sitting right next to him, I have to admit, tears just rolled down my cheeks. It was an amazing moment in my life.
Oh, I'm glad you have that, and I'm glad you're here to share, and you're sharing quite a bit because you have your Save Your Life system, 6 modules that you have on your website. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so I've put everything that I've learned. And, you know, other doctors have come in and helped me too. And it's a 6 module, 30 plus videos, 117 downloadable sheets of worksheets. And we go through every part of your whole life. The whole person needs to be involved in your wellness. We can't just put drugs into you. And if you go the traditional route, I'm okay with that. What you've got to do is really jack up the other part of your life. So one of the main aspects of why we get sick in the first place is to do with the root cause. What is the root cause? You know, what was the tragic moment before you got diagnosed? What was your stress like? What was your life like before you got diagnosed with cancer? This is really important because if you don't get to the root cause and understand that, then you can't heal your whole life. So we go through the emotions, and I have lots of questions for you to answer and work journals and things to do. And then once we get to that, we clear that out with energy medicine. So it's really a good system that you can have, and you can do these exercises whenever emotions come up. So you can keep those emotions under control so you're not so high and so low. And then we talk about nourishment and nutrition and anti-inflammatory diets and fish oils and plant-based foods and, you know, what's good for you. I don't believe there's one diet at all. I really believe that if you love certain foods, enjoy them. You know, just maybe a treat here and there if it's a little bit of chocolate, or learn what's a better type of chocolate. Because once you start restricting everything, you're just not living. Mm-hmm. So, you know, plant-based is obviously good. In this heat, you know, raw, tons of beautiful, raw, fresh vegetables and salads. You know, avocados are wonderful. So there's certain foods that are really, really good for your health. And you can mix and match those however you wish. I mean, obviously, you've got to get off the bad foods and the fried foods and the omega-6s, because that's what's going to cause an increase in your arachidonic acid. So there's lots of things that I teach you there. And then Dr. Barry Sears from The Zone, there's interviews that I've done with him on fish oils and arachidonic acid and also cancer. He actually was a drug cancer delivery guy, researcher, 40 years ago. So he knows everything about all the drugs that are out right now for cancer. Okay. I actually asked him what he would do if he ever got cancer, and that was a pretty interesting interview.
Wow. Now, all of this is available on your website, yes?
Yeah, all this is in my course.
Oh, okay.
Some of it is available on my website. Mm-hmm. The interviews with Barry are free, though, on my website.
Okay.
Right. And then we go into the mind medicine, where I teach you meditation. I teach you how to get into alpha, how to get into theta, how to learn how to meditate and visualize yourself well. And we talk about your soulful spiritual life. What does that mean? You know, what do you have a beautiful sacred space in your house where you can go to? And we talk about loving yourself and what does that mean to you? We talk about especially women who have had, you know, a lot of children and a husband and a busy household, and then they get cancer. This is very difficult because they've always been giving of themselves rather than to themselves. So cancer is a wake-up call for those women to really look at ways that they can improve their lifestyle emotionally, their feelings, and living the life that they want to live with quiet time for them. And getting that permission can even be difficult for people. You know, how can I ask my husband to have half an hour to go and meditate? You know, their lives are so busy from the day that, from the minute they wake up till they go to sleep, they don't feel that they can have time for themselves. So we talk about all of this as well. It's a fully comprehensive course, all about the wholeness of you. And I want it to be, I just want it to be available for everybody. So it's only $33 for 3 months. So it's $97 for the one payment. I don't think that's a huge price considering what's in here.
No.
You have it for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And then you can join me for webinars and freebies and all sorts of stuff. So that's available on my site. And then there's also a four-part presentation that's free on my site of videos of what to do when you first get diagnosed for cancer. You know, what are the questions that you can ask your doctor? Because I want you to be educated. You need to interview your doctor to see if he's the right doctor for you. Mm-hmm. Don't just say, yeah, doc, hook me up to the chemo, hook me up to this. Ask him some questions, and I have those available on my website for free. You know, just, it's a really good idea to, like, hire a healing team that will support you. Believe it or not, I work with people, and they say, oh, tomorrow, I'm dreading tomorrow. I got to go and see my doctor. I said, why are you dreading seeing your doctor? Oh, he doesn't agree with what I'm doing. I can't even talk to him about food or my Reiki treatments or what I'm doing. He's just all business about chemotherapy and the new immunotherapy. I said, okay, change your doctor.
Right.
Really?
Oh.
I can do that?
Mm-hmm.
So these are things that you've got to put yourself first. This is your precious life.
Yes.
We're talking about. This is not the doctor's life. In fact, if you ask your doctor, he may not do this therapy himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of conflict of interest, unfortunately, in the medical field.
Absolutely. And folks just don't know about this. And then when they get diagnosed, then like you said, it's like, okay, we ought to do this today. There's no time to think. So.
And it's always an emergency with these guys. But let me tell you're not dying today. The day you get diagnosed, you are not dying. Unless, of course, it's an absolute emergency. You need time to think. You need time to get educated. Just go to my site and start downloading freebies and get educated because it's all there. And there's so many wonderful doctors out there that are doing this type of stuff as well. And it doesn't need to cost an arm and a leg. I mean, some of these doctors are charging astronomical prices to go the alternative route. I'm trying, this is, my course is like a DIY. You can do it at home and I can work with you and your doctor. And if you want to go the traditional route and your doctor won't work with you on this, then separate the two. You know, put it in your mind's eye. I'm going to go and see him because he's my drug doctor. I'm going to go and see this person because she's a Reiki healing specialist. You know, I'm going to go and see Prue because she's integrative and she's going to help me, you know, come to terms with everything and find the right path for me to follow. It's taking charge of your life. I can't tell you how important that is.
Why don't you give us your website right now? We'll grab it again toward the end, but since we're talking about heading to your site, share that with us.
Sure. It's just put in Prue's Place. It's www.prueplace.com. So it's Prue's Place.
All right.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, easy enough. Prue's Place. Prue.
Apostrophe S.
Okay.
Not like the Prue building. Prue apostrophe S.
PruesPlace.com. Now, your blog, Melanoma Madness, just won an award for the top 70 melanoma blogs on the planet. That is huge.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. I don't really know what I'm doing when I'm blogging.
Oh.
I'm not a professional blogger, but I got picked up by Google rankings and this other company. So, yeah, it's really good. It's getting out there, which is fantastic.
Well, it's coming from your heart, Prue, and that's why it gets picked up, and that's why people feel that. And I think your Save Your Life system, $97, is, I mean, that's crazy wonderful. Where else could you get this kind of firsthand information that's all succinct, compact, everything that you need to know? I mean, you're giving people a wonderful gift in so many ways.
Yeah, and you know, I'm there for them. The one thing I've noticed, people have great intentions. Yeah, I want to do this, Prue, I want to do this. But you don't have what I call stickability, meaning I have to be there for you and I'm of service to you. I want you to stay the course. I want you to do the 6 modules to get the benefit out of it. You know, everybody says, oh, yeah, I want to do this. But do you do it all? No, okay? So that's what's really important to me.
Right.
It's making sure that you get every ounce of advice from those modules. So you can really start an action plan and a strategy, you know, for cancer and beyond.
Right.
Because you're going to survive. You are going to survive this disease if you just listen to what goes on within your body.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm telling you, that's where the power is. And, you know, it doesn't matter. I've got people that work with me that are on immunotherapy, that are doing my course, that are also privately seeing me. I've got people on herbal medicine. I refer you to different doctors that I feel might be of interest to you. There's some wonderful herbal Chinese doctors. There's integrative doctors. We research and we look at getting a plan to build your dream healing team, people that will support you all the way through. And your family as well, because your family is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And when they see your energy levels raise and they see you participating in your life, they're going to want to get in with you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so you can work with people throughout the world. They don't need to be in your backyard, right?
Yeah, I do. I work with people all around the world.
Okay.
We work on Skype or FaceTime or
okay.
However.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. Well, we've talked about a bit today. There's so much more we can talk about, but is there anything we missed specifically that you would like to talk about today before we wrap up?
Well, I'd just like to say that we're doing an encore, all free, of the Save Your Life Symposium, and it's happening on, just decided on the date today, June 23rd. It was going to be Father's Day, which is this Sunday, but I've changed it to June 23rd. So if you go to Prue's Place, there'll be a little pop-up that'll come up on the screen, and you can just sign in with your email, and then I'll start sending you all these wonderful interviews I've done with Dr. Bernie Siegel, Dr. Barry Sears, Dr. Brian Clement, Dr. Andrea Pennington, who was on Oprah. We've got Dr. Michael Greger. He's got a famous website for nutrition. And lots of people. We've got cancer survivors who have gone this route, and we talk to them about, you know, what they did to heal their life. And it's just, I'm really happy with the first one we did. So I wanted to do an encore of it because there's a lot of value here.
Oh, for sure. And that's at PruesPlace.com.
Yeah.
Well, now, any final words then before we say goodbye?
Well, for everybody listening here today, I want you to feel hopeful. There is hope. It's not all doom and gloom. And unfortunately, the doctors tend to offer you bad hope. But there is hope. There is things that you can do on an hour-by-hour basis at home that can make you feel so much better and give you a better quality of life. So please, go to Prue's Place, download all the freebies, and if I can help you, I'm just very willing to be of service to you.
You are an awesome human being, Prue. I'm so glad that we had this opportunity, and I love how you advise people to wake up, passion up, and show up. I like that kind of attitude. That's what we need, folks. Wake up, passion up, show up, and head over to PruesPlace.com. Prue, you are a gift to the world. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much for your kind words, Pat, and God bless everyone.